As holidays approach, being thankful or joyful can feel impossible because of personal pain of various kinds. Let's face it, everyone hurts, but not everyone heals. Healing requires vulnerability, humility, and openness with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We have to admit that we hurt. We have to remember that He does understand profoundly, and we have to be willing to trust Him with our pain. Today, let's talk about that. For some of you, your pain may be from grief. Well, that's how it is for my husband, family, and me this year. Over the course of about 6 months, 8 loved ones and friends passed away, and then our family dog died. When you're in grief, the natural tendency is to desire to hide away from the pain. The Lord understands that. In fact, He's offered Himself accordingly. Jesus opens wide His arms to us and welcomes us to hide ourselves in Him. We must do that in prayer. Psalm 94:22 says, "But the Lord is my fortress. My God is the mighty rock where I hide." For some of you, your pain may be because of a broken relationship in the home, at the workplace, at church, or in school. Everyone experiences that pain at some point with someone, and the Lord feels that pain with you right now. And He offers you hope, healing, and unstoppable love. He will never leave you. He will not decide He's done with you. He has given you victory and security in Jesus. And if you need to focus on forgiveness, my husband recently preached a truly inspiring sermon on that topic. It's available on our website, prayingpals.org, on the radio program page. Christ cares. He died for us, and He rose again for us. He can give you hope and start the healing in you. He is so detailed. Notice how He does not forget it when you hurt inside, as conveyed in this excerpt from Psalm 9, verse 12. Quote, "He does not forget the cry of the afflicted and abused," unquote. By the way, I have to insert this. Please get help immediately if you are in an abusive situation. Do not delay. Do not deny. Get help. I just wish we had more time on this radio program to talk about that, but perhaps another time. For now, let's remember this. Yes, He pays attention to each of our tears. Psalm 56:8 says, "You keep track of all my sorrows. You have collected all my tears in your bottle. You have recorded each one in your book." Wow, think about that. Think about that. We who know Jesus must remind each other of this. Trials on earth are temporary, but God's rewards are eternal. No pain exceeds His ability to comfort, and Christ will make all things right when He comes again. For our real pain, we have a real Savior. Today, let's trust Him with our pain. He alone can be 100% trusted with every detail of your confidential or public pain. He alone stands ready to give you a firm foundation when you feel like your sadness is quicksand. He alone can give you hope so that you can smile from your heart once again. Romans 12:13 says, "I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit." Notice how it's through the power of the Holy Spirit. We cannot do this on our own. We cannot make ourselves happy. Give Him your heart, your hurting heart, and He will fill you with hope again, one moment at a time. Just rely on Him. Repent from relying on things that are not of Him, and rely on Him. He loves you. Yes, He loves you. And He wants to hold you and carry you through the valley to the mountaintop once again. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just open our hurting hearts to You right now. And we thank You that You want to comfort us. You want to begin the healing in us. And so we just confess our sins of turning to other things besides You. Just help us not to run away from You when we are hurting, but rather run to You immediately. And so we do so now. We just ask that You would cleanse us, fill us, heal us in Your name, Jesus. And we also pray for all prayer requests sent to prayingpals.org. We ask for Your best for each one. We pray for everyone around us, everyone we've encountered, everyone who is hurting. And we ask that you comfort them and draw them close to you, that they would know you personally, and that we would all look to you. We bless your name and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Open your hurting heart to Christ every day. Tell him everything and take his word to heart. God bless you, my friends. And remember, for our real pain, we have a real Savior.